With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome, everyone, to a special wrestling wrap-up. Elimination Chamber live reactions. Yes, we are coming to you live right after the Elimination Chamber to get just give you our reactions, our thoughts, just everything that's off the top of our heads from witnessing that interesting pay-per-view. I am Mari Forth. I am the co-host of the RHAP Wrestling Wrap-Up. And with me today, I have one of our great RHAP patrons, Mr. Edmo. Edmo, how are you doing tonight?
I think the best way to describe it is I am doing awesome.
Yes. From what I hear, you are a huge Miz fan. So, of course, I feel like that's where we have to start. Tell me everything about your thoughts on just the last, what was that, the last 3 minutes of the pay-per-view.
Let's stroll back to that backstage segment with MVP and Miz.
Yes.
And then you had Damian Priest and Bad Bunny with Miz. So Miz was all over this pay-per-view tonight.
He really was. Yeah.
Was low-key expecting a failed cash-in or like a Bad Bunny and Damian Priest to run in during that final moments. But alas, it did not happen. I am very glad for that. And we have a new world champion, first one since, I guess, Randy Orton.
Yeah, I'm actually flabbergasted. I did not see this coming in a sense that we were speculating on the podcast, like, okay, so is Miz gonna cash in? Like, we didn't even think it was an option at this point because it just seems so abrupt to just turn from Drew at this point. So, I mean, it was a swerve. It was a good swerve. I just feel like none of this has been planned out.
Right. Like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
Do we? I'm assuming it's probably going to be something with Drew again before Lashley gets his hands on Miz, or maybe Morrison gets fed up playing second fiddle and turns on Miz.
Wow. I mean, it has to be something to that effect because going into this, there were reports that the only things that were kind of set in stone for WrestleMania was Edge versus Roman, which I think, you know, we'll talk about, but that was set in stone tonight. Bianca versus Sasha. And I think there was one more that they were saying that it was probably a possibility, but they said the WWE Championship match was basically wide open.
Right.
So this is not shocking in a sense like, oh my God, I thought Drew was going to hold the title for like ever. But it is shocking in a sense, like now we still have a fast lane. Their fast lane is like in like what, like 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks, yeah.
Which is, it just seems like too many pay per views on this road to WrestleMania to me.
Yeah, I 100% agree with it. There should only be one, and that should be Elimination Chamber, and then you take those 4 to 5 weeks to just build to WrestleMania.
Yes, exactly. I completely agree with that. So, I mean, the best thing I think we could hope for, or at least for me, even I guess even though I'm not too excited, like Raw, I must admit, it's really hard for me to get excited for what Raw is doing. But I think if Bobby Lashley is going for the title, I think that's good because that gives her business, again, some more credibility, even though right. they have the tag titles. They just lost the U.S. title. I mean, I want them to get credibility, even though I'm like not personally invested in their storyline. I definitely, you know, I want them to get some flowers, too. So that's not bad. I'm mildly interested where this goes, yes, to say the least. I'm mildly interested. We have a question. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna play it. Let's see.
Making his way to the podcast, he is the co-host of the Wrestling Rehap Up. He is the Devon Dudley, the Jeff Hardy, the Mick Foley, the Paul Bearer. He is Matt Scott. Oh my God, I am so exhausted, especially after that pay-per-view. Hung in there. You two are doing an awesome job. And I just want to ask the question that Dave Meltzer, a.k.a. he who shall not be named, would probably ask, which is, what do you think is the match of the night here? Any five-star matches? Not trying to get you any smoke with Dave Meltzer, but I kind of am still. So thanks for doing this, and thanks for answering the question. You're both awesome.
Love it. That is, of course, my tag team partner, Mr. Matt Scott. He is awesome. You can catch him every Sunday night. We drop every Sunday at the Wrestling Rehap Up. Thank you. So for me, Edmo, I would say the match of the night, it has to be the first Elimination Chamber. Just because I love everybody in there. Like I said, I love Cesaro. I love Daniel Bryan. I really couldn't tell who was going to win that. Sami Zayn. Like I really thought that was going to be a good match, and it was. And the Roman match being immediately afterwards, I kind of saw that coming because that was the whole point. You know what I'm saying? Roman's going to pull his strings. He's going to get the match right after. He's going to just body it. It sucks that Daniel Bryan, you know, went out like that, but I'm hoping it builds to like maybe a feud between Daniel and Edge going into WrestleMania. This is what I thought Cesaro would have done if Cesaro had won. But I think that was the most exciting part of the night. And then it kind of just went downhill. What about you, Emma?
I 100% agree. I think that SmackDown Elimination Chamber was, it should have been the main event, but I understand why it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
One of my favorite, Sami Zayn is just great.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. When the chambers were flashing and then him screaming, "Not mine," that was amazing. Cesaro following him on the actual chamber and slamming his head against the chamber.
Oh, wow.
On the, I guess, second tier.
Yep.
That was great. So yeah, Sami is just amazing right now.
Yeah, and I love this the documentary crew. Like, I really want to see if they release it and all the tapes are just like jumbled mess.
Yes.
Like, just staring at people's feet, like out of focus. That would be like the funniest thing to me. But let's talk about some of these other matches, because I honestly, this pay-per-view went by so quickly.
Yeah, of course, it was quick.
So quick. And then, I mean, did they didn't even announce that the Raw Women's championship wasn't going to be defended.
I was watching the pre-show and I was surprised that they didn't say, it's not going to be defended anymore. They did show Lacey, but they didn't say the match was canceled unless I missed it.
Mm-hmm. I must have missed it too, because I was sitting there like, are the women right. going on after this chamber? Because I'm confused. And I mean, they should have said something on Raw. Like, on Raw, after Lacey made that really awkward announcement, because
yep.
she was like, "I'm pregnant," dead air for like 20 minutes. They should have given us something else, at least later on that night or something. And it's a shame. Didn't somebody in the Facebook group said that Asuka, oh wait, no, I think I saw it on Twitter. Asuka hasn't defended her championship on a pay-per-view in like months, apparently.
That's crazy. I'm guessing it had to be before TLC because they had the tag titles.
The tag titles, yep, exactly. So that's just really sad because we all, I think I could say, we all really like Asuka, just all around wrestler, competitor. Like, I'm just really sad that she will get these long title runs, but they will give her nothing to do with them. Like, she gets no storyline. And it's almost like it's like Io as well in NXT. Edmo, do you think WWE has a problem with writing? Do you think it's because they're Japanese and they don't speak as much English as WWE would like?
I think that hurts them, mm-hmm. but I definitely think that they could work around that mm-hmm. because you could always pair her with somebody who speaks, whether it be. Like they tried to do it with Paige a few years ago.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They could literally put her with anybody, even like Mickie James isn't wrestling right now. Put her with Mickie James.
Mm-hmm.
If you feel like her talking hinders her ability to have storyline, then put her with somebody who can actually talk.
Yeah. And the funny thing is though, I also think she can talk. You know what I'm saying? Like in NXT, she was fine. I think the difference was in NXT, instead of her doing a lot of like the live on air promos, they had her doing a lot of the, you know, the backstage packages. One of the ones that really stands out to me is one of my favorite ones is the one where it was her versus Ember Moon. I think going into their NXT takeover, the Brooklyn one. Mm-hmm. Asuka was like out laying by the pool with the championship and she was talking all this smack about Ember Moon and saying nobody was ready for Asuka. That was when she, you know, she had just turned heel. She was heel Asuka and she speaks fine. Like, you know, a little bit of broken English isn't going to kill American ears. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not that big of a deal. It's just like, you know, reading subtitles, at least for me, I'm like, sure, subtitles are fine, you know? So, they could do it. I just think they don't want to put the time into her.
Exactly. And I don't know if it's a case of that they value Sasha so much more than Asuka that it's kind of like, okay, the Raw women's division could go by the wayside. Let's focus on the SmackDown women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. It's just really weird. I guess, but WWE has not been able to book multiple women's storylines for a while now. This is something we know. So it's really, really unfortunate. And I want to see what happens with her on WrestleMania. So question for you, Emo. Does Asuka walk into WrestleMania as the Raw Women's Champion?
At this point, since she's not defending, absolutely. but what are they going to do? Are they going to have Charlotte turn on her? Are they gonna surprise us with Rhea Ripley? Because there were rumors about her coming up sometime soon.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it somebody else?
Yeah, it's funny that we're more talking about something that wasn't on the pay-per-view than the actual pay-per-view.
Yes.
But that just goes to show you like how this was actually a very much of a nothing burger of a pay-per-view. Like minus Miz taking the championship off of Drew, this honestly could have not happened, and we would have been fine.
Right. Usually, which is why I put forth the question, do we need to have specific pay-per-views every year?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they would have continued with, like, okay, the winners of the Rumble decide who they want to face at WrestleMania, and then the Chamber's for, okay, who is facing the other champion? If that's what you're using the Chamber for, okay, cool. But the way they use the Chamber now, it's like...
Yeah.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, it's literally just, and I actually was okay with the Chamber whenever it's used to determine the other number one contender for the one who hasn't chosen for the Rumble. But I don't know if, because is this the first year where there's been a Chamber and a Fast Lane before WrestleMania? It feels like there's just way too many pay-per-views in between.
For whatever reason, I feel like that every year, but unless this year is just more prevalent because of the fact that they're not deciding who
that's
is going to be going into the Mania season as a number one contender.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just really interesting. So let's see what else we had tonight. We had the U.S. title was Bobby Lashley, Matt Riddle, and John Morrison won his way into this triple threat match on the kickoff show because they said Keith Lee had to be removed because he suffered an injury from Bobby Lashley. What did you think about this last minute change and just the general outcome of the event of the match?
The thing is, I don't know if they know what they're doing with Keith Lee. Don't know if this has something to do with the whole COVID situation, Reckoning, being out, or if this is a legit injury.
Yeah.
If it's a legit injury, that's one thing. But if it's the COVID thing, that's something you have to just work around.
Yeah. And so we were talking on the most recent podcast that this is a triple threat. A triple threat is normally so you throw somebody in there to take the pin so that the champion doesn't take the pin. Like that's like happens a good deal of the time. But then Riddle and Bobby Lashley had been feuding for a while, and then they put Keith Lee in there. And we were saying on the podcast, there's no way that they put Keith Lee in this match to take the pin because they were just saying how they were going to push. They were just pushing him not too long ago,
right?
But then he comes out. Morrison goes in. When I saw who was in contention to go into that third spot, I was like, oh, this person is definitely getting pinned. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I don't, you know, want to be mean or rude or about anything, but those four people, it was Morrison,
Elias, and Ricochet.
Two of those people are barely on Raw, and Ali should not be in this tier at all.
Right.
Yeah, but I immediately thought like whoever wins this is going to take the pin, and that's what happened. Riddle pins Morrison and takes Bobby's title. So it was, I don't know. It's hard for me to the Hurt Business. They don't do much for me, but I like what they're doing, but I'm just not invested. Riddle taking the belt. Definitely not my cup of tea.
So we're on the same page on that one.
Yes. So I'm just like, okay, I guess. And it just further to me is like whenever Roman says nobody watches Raw, I'm just like, you're right. You're right. The SmackDown is clearly the A show. And just for everybody who's listening, thank you for listening. Please submit any audio questions or comments. It's that little button on the bottom, has a little like play button. We will listen to your comments. If you have a question, we'll answer your question. If you just have something to say, please put it in there. Okay. And then after that, we have the SmackDown the Tag Team Championships. Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler are the women's tag team champions. They face Bianca Belair and Sasha Banks, because reasons. how did you like this match, Ebo?
I thought it was interesting. I was upset how it finished. I didn't like the whole Reginald getting involved for no reason. Mm-hmm. If we're going to play out the storyline, I would have either one, like them to have won the titles and then played up like the Bayley and the Sasha where they have the tag titles. Is she going to turn? Is this one going to turn? Who's going to turn? Mm-hmm. Or just flat out after the match, Sasha attacks Bianca, Bianca attacks Sasha. Something happens. It was a bunch of nothing at the end.
Yeah, it really was. I was really surprised. I was really hoping Sasha attacked Bianca because nobody beats heel Sasha. Heel Sasha is just like literally the best character in WWE to me. So in face Sasha, I love Sasha no matter what, but I just love heel Sasha. So I was really hoping she was going to turn on Bianca here. But You know, then again, they're still dragging this out. They're still playing it up. And I'm here for all of it because I love them together.
Right.
I love them together.
Me 100% too. Yep.
Yes, I love them together. I love them apart. I love them feuding. I don't care. So I'm glad that they didn't win the belts just because Shayna and Nia are doing just great job with the tag belts. I mean, come on.
Like, I think I think they are great oddball pairing.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. When they had they're a modern team Hell No. That's how I feel.
Nice, yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm surprised because when they first came together, I was like, what is this? But I've loved it every step of the way. And I do want to see them versus Dakota and Raquel Gonzalez in NXT. So I was okay that they didn't win the belts. Reginald interfering. This kind of needs the payoff, but I also don't want to see Sasha and Carmella wrestle again.
Right.
So what is going to happen here? What would be your guess as where this storyline is going to go?
I think it's going to go an unfortunate route where Sasha and Reginald team up against Bianca, but I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I was thinking that as well. Reginald finds a new boss and he's the one who tries to help Sasha retain against Bianca or help her switch to heel. So it's interesting. It's really going to be interesting.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Let me play this audio clip we have.
Hey guys, so can you guys kind of just reflect on the Drew McIntyre championship reign? Because in my opinion, I find it a very boring championship reign. I don't know, just let me know what you think.
So sorry, Tuck, we could not understand you as clearly. I heard a boring championship reign. So I'm going to try and guess who that is because there's several boring champions. I would say Bobby Lashley's reign was pretty boring. Again, for me, that was boring. I think Drew's reign was kind of boring. But I also think that, again, storylines like that, I don't feel like they're aimed at me. Like, I don't think I'm the general audience for some storylines. So it's okay. Like, if the storyline is not for me, I'm just like, okay, this isn't for me. And I don't have to bash it. I don't have to like talk down about it. I don't have to say, why is this happening? Because it's just not for me. And I understand that. And I just watch what I like to watch. So, boring reigns happen, unfortunately. That, you know, that's what happens, especially long ones. Asuka's definitely, like we said, has been very boring. But that's, you know, it's not everything is for everybody, I would say.
I think he was speaking about Drew's reign specifically.
Yes.
But I think the problem is, as far as Drew's reign, he was facing the same, he just kept facing Randy Orton. He kept facing the same people over again. Now, if this title switch didn't happen, I was expecting a Drew and Sheamus title feud to go on. which is something I would be a little more interested in than Drew and Randy.
Drew and Sheamus. Drew and Sheamus, sure. Drew, the only thing interesting about the Drew and Randy was I was hoping, can we talk about that? Where was the Fiend?
Oh, listen, I thought that's how we were closing the night. Randy and whoever were going to be the last two, Fiend or Alexa, somebody was going to pop up. Nope, Randy, first one eliminated out of the
first
chamber.
First one eliminated. And as soon as that happened, I was like, well, I don't need to watch this anymore. It's like, if we didn't have to do this, I would have stopped watching right then and there. Because that's what I was waiting for. I was here for the Fiend, or at least Alexa, to come and mess with Randy, and nothing happened. So I am shocked. I am really shocked. Either way, that was the other one. They said Randy and the Fiend are probably a lock for WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I also heard something about Bad Bunny having a tag match with Damian Priest. But one would have assumed it would have been against Miz and Morrison.
Oh, right.
Is now what? That's really interesting. Are we going to have the champion in like one of those matches where, oh, if the champion gets pinned, he loses the title? Like, where are we going with all of that?
Yeah, exactly. So we were seeing a lot on Twitter that most of this night was probably going to be done on the fly because of all of the changes. So I do wonder how far in advance they thought this Miz thing through. I really hope he doesn't lose it like tomorrow or in a week, because I hate stuff like that. I normally really, really hate stuff like that. Ironically, the only time I didn't hate it was when the Miz took the IC title off of Zack Ryder the night after WrestleMania. But I don't know. Yeah, I don't know where this is going. I feel like, is that it? Was that all the matches? I feel like we're not missing one.
It's a 5-match card.
So short. Oh my god. Yeah, and then that's a 5-match card, including the Roman match, which to me is just an extension of the first chamber, to be quite honest. Well, if any of our listeners don't have any more questions or comments, we can wrap it up. That like I said, so everybody can go home a little bit early and sleep a little bit earlier. Edmo, final thoughts overall on the pay-per-view.
There was one thing we haven't mentioned that I was cracking up about. Kofi, when he saw Randy, he's like, your quads look thick though. I was cracking up.
Kofi is amazing.
And then that almost spot with AJ, him removing part of the chamber.
Yes.
What was that about, and why was he doing that?
That was so weird.
Who wants to get in the match earlier than need be?
I don't get it, but I loved Adam Pearce. Adam Pearce had enough. Adam Pearce is like, I am done. Like, I want you out. I got to deal with you. I got to deal with Roman. Just go. So that was a pretty cool spot. I'm trying to think of any really, really good spots on the pay-per-view itself. Edge, of course, we said after Roman puts Daniel Bryan to sleep, Edge comes out, spears him and points at WrestleMania. So we're getting spear versus spear at WrestleMania, Edge versus Roman. And honestly, this is money. This is just such a money match.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I think that wasn't it supposed to be Roman and Goldberg last year
before
Roman pulled out?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the new spear versus spear.
And rumor is that when Goldberg came back for Royal Rumble, they were trying to resume Goldberg versus Roman, and Roman nixed it. That was the rumor. That Roman was like, nope.
Well, good. We don't need that.
No, not at all. So let's see. We got one more audio comment.
Hey, y'all. This entire pay-per-view to me read like a giant episode of Raw. Fairly underwhelming in my eyes. The highlight was Sasha and Bianca by leaps and bounds. And I don't know. I just feel like Asuka's getting the shit end of the stick, basically. And I did wonder if their reasoning for only having one chamber match was because of like sanitizing each chamber where someone is standing there breathing for a long period of time, like if they were worried about not having the ability to do that in between the matches. It's just shitty that the women ended up not being the ones getting it, but it is what it is. Not surprising. And yeah, fairly underwhelmed. Miz is trash. That's about it.
Thank you so much, Amy. That is hilarious. Yeah, you know, because COVID, there's so many things you don't think about when it comes to COVID, you know, between like the different sanitations and stuff like that. And I agree. I have been so upset that the women didn't get an Elimination Chamber match this year for like weeks now. And I really think that you could have made a case to put the tag titles, the women's tag titles in the Elimination Chamber.
100%. You already have the two number one contenders in Naomi and Lana and Raquel and Dakota. You just need three other teams.
Right. And you just arbitrarily put Sasha and Bianca together.
Exactly.
So you could, the Riot Squad is right there. They could have folded Charlotte and Asuka into this match.
Yep.
You could have folded them in. They were yep. just the tag team champions too. So I don't know. I'm really upset about that. I'm definitely with Amy on that. would you like to respond to her saying Mrs. Trash?
Listen, everyone has their opinion. Again, people have been saying Miz has been trash since he first came to the WWE. So you just get used to it after time.
Right. And if it makes you feel better, I have company over. Some of our like relatives are in town, and my husband's brother knows who Miz is, and he was actually like excited to see him. Like, Miz is so crossover. It's amazing. it's amazing. So other than that, I think we should wrap this up. Edmo, where can people find you?
People can find me at Coral Fanatic on Twitter.
And now that we're on stereo, maybe you can do some more stereos too.
Once I learn how to actually use this app, maybe we'll actually get places.
You can find me on Twitter at Mari Talks Too Much. That's two, like the number two. I'm also here on stereo at Mari Talks Too Much. Hopefully we'll see if we can do more of these things. This is a special edition of the Wrestling Rehab Up podcast, a part of the RHAP network. So please go and find our feed wherever you get your podcast. Search the Wrestling Rehab Up. Give us 5 stars. Don't be stingy with your 5 stars like some people. And you can also find the podcast has a Twitter at the Wrestling Rehab Up on Twitter, and you can also join our conversation by using hashtag Wrestling Rehab Up on Twitter. So I hope everybody enjoyed this. Edmo, thank you so much. You were such a great guest.
Thank you for having me, Mari.
Peace out.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.